April performing the very first Christmas song for us this morning. We'll play another one out because people love music on a Friday when it comes to talk radio. Where did your love for music begin, Whitney?
Honestly, it started as a child. My parents played a lot of music around the house, gospel music, and I'm a big Disney kid, so I used to watch a lot of Disney movies and musicals, and I think that's where it started.
I was watching them interview Kenny Lattimore, and I think if you see your dad smiling here, he probably knows all the Kenny Lattimore music. And I think that's the tradition in most of our homes, you know, where we have that tradition of this music we'll be playing. And yeah. As a youngster, you fall in love with that music. Where did this journey take you, you know, from where you were and your dad playing music at home, you're singing along to the songs, and eventually you discover, hey, I've got a voice.
Yeah, it's crazy. I didn't think I knew that I could sing when I was younger. And I think once I got into music and I did music in high school, that's when I was realized, I'm like, okay, maybe I can possibly sing. I joined the choir in primary school and wasn't really sure. But then when I got to high school, I was like, this is what I want to do. Like, I want to sing. I think I can sing. I really want to sing. So, yeah.
Why Christmas music? Because, you know, Christmas music for a lot of us has grown quite stale. It's, you know, when you talk Christmas music, it's always either the George Michael stuff and the Whitney Houston stuff. And, you know, if you go older, you go to the Dionne Warwick and the Cece Peniston stuff. And, you know, why Christmas music?
Yeah, Christmas is my favorite time of the year. And so when I got the opportunity, they were like, do you want to do a Christmas song, a Christmas cover? I was like, yes. It just makes me feel so happy. It's like a time of family. And I was like, I love listening to Christmas music, even when it's not December. So it was with going without saying, I was like, yes, please, I want to do that. So, yeah.
Donny Hathaway, classic for you. You had a lot of fun actually recording this Christmas tune, and yes. It was done and filmed via Zoom.
Yes. So when I actually visited Chicago early on in the year, and that's when they told me, we're going to do the music for the song. Do you want to do it? And we recorded a little bit over there just to see how it would be. And then when I came home, jumped on Zoom and we finished it.
Yeah. So are you signed with any particular label at the moment?
So not with a label, but I am signed with management. I was scouted by PJ Morton's manager. And yeah, he approached me last year and I only signed with him this year.
So what does that signing mean? Does it mean a record contract, a recording contract, a appearance contract?
So basically just managing.
I can see your dad looking at you and saying, bring the paper to me before you sign.
Yeah, no, we went through it. It took months before we actually signed anything. But they're basically just managing me and the way forward. So they do all the
I think it's essential because, you know, with your dad, yeah, it is essential because we have very brilliant African footballers, not South African, but African footballers who go to France and European countries and go in there and they sit on the bench. They earn money actually for sitting on the bench. Mm. And eventually what happens is that they come back to South Africa and they got no money. Yeah. So for an artist, we very often hear about artists who earn a lot of money and don't take their money. I mean, I very often chat to Kurt Darren, for instance, you know, and when you look at Kurt Darren, there's a part of him which is music, and he loves that. I mean, I often ask him, how many albums have you recorded, and how do you remember all the words for all the albums that you've recorded? But at the end of the day, there's a big business side of it.
Yes.
And I think that is the key, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, no,
So, you've now been discovered. You know, what did it actually mean for you when PJ Morgan said we're signing you because we know and we love what you sound like?
It meant a lot. I didn't think personally that it would ever happen to me. I knew I always loved music and I knew I wanted to do it, but I was actually a teacher prior to taking this, pursuing music now. So when it happened, it took me by surprise, but it's an honor. It really is.
Look at me, a teacher, and I'm a radio. Teachers make very good anything that they actually want to make. Where is this journey heading to for you? Where are you going to? Where would you like to see yourself?
Yeah, so it is just starting. I mean, I only just signed this year. So everything's very new for me. I'm still learning. But I hope to really just not just be successful, but to touch lives, to inspire other people. That's also one of the main reasons why I want to do music. So I hope that at the end of all of this, that's what comes from it.
Would you go back to teaching?
Never say never, but I'm focusing on music now. That's my focus. So I don't want to say no, but I'm not going to say yes either.
We had a chat to Mark Lottering earlier in the show, and he was talking about Auntie Mel and you know, the fact that there are a number of people who come and audition for Auntie Mel. Do you like the stage? Have you performed in many stage performances, or are you just YouTubing and living on the social media platforms?
Sure. It's funny you ask that. I'm the shyest person you'd probably ever meet. So it's so funny that I'd want to do this as someone that's so shy. But I think I haven't done a lot of performances yet, but I'm breaking out of that shy little bubble and coming out there, and I want to do more. I've done a few at like school and little events, but nothing huge yet, but that's the goal.
The key thing is for us to hold ourselves up as role models in society, because what we're looking at society, we're looking at rape, murder, shootings, stabbings, and we only look and focus a lot on the negative within our societies that we live in. How important is it for you as a young person to hold up yourself as a role model and be ethical and hold yourself accountable for that?
No, it's very important. I mean, even as someone who was teaching prior to, you have all these little kids looking up to you. I taught grade one, so they're the little babies with their blank slates. And I think it's very important to hold yourself accountable, to do self-reflection, and to see how am I bringing myself forward, because you never know who's watching. Yeah.
Whitney, April, chatting to us this morning and chatting to us about her love for Christmas music. Your message for people who don't like Christmas music?
Oh no, they should just they should just give it a try. I mean, it brings so much joy. Why not? I don't understand.
Finishing off with one of your songs. Where to from here? You know, you've got the record deal signed. You coming out of your bubble in terms of live performances.
Yes.
Live performances grow you very strong because they teach you to perform in front of an audience and gives you confidence. And the bad thing about that is that you tend to feed off live performances, you understand. So live performances can be very, very addictive. So where to from here for Wendy?
So I'm working on my EP, which I plan to release next year, and also have an unreleased single, which I'm so excited to share when it is coming out. But that's the way forward for now. My focus is getting that EP out. I'm very, very excited about that. Mm.
Introduce your last song for us.
So this is my cover or rendition of The Prayer by Celine Dion.
There we go. Whitney, April, thank you so much for being with us this morning. All the best. Dad, look after the finances. But most of all, look after and protect her. It's a long journey, but it's a fantastic and a wonderful journey. We wish you all the best. And bring us more Christmas music.
Oh, well, thank you.